Master, allow me to present for you the absolute integrated DAS28 with three variables performance in a cohort of rheumatoid arthritis patients with and without concomitant fibromyalgia. For introduction, several studies have shown that rheumatoid arthritis patients with concomitant fibromyalgia can cause an overestimation of the disease activity assessed by the 28 disease activity score by inflating the patient's reported components. DAS28-V3 is calculated based on only three variables, swollen, tender joint counts, and CRP. The aim of this study was to evaluate the performance of the DAS28-V3 in a cohort of rheumatoid arthritis patients with and without concomitant fibromyalgia. This was a cross-sectional observational study that included consecutive patients with diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis with and without concomitant fibromyalgia. Demographic and rheumatoid arthritis characteristics were collected. All patients underwent a clinical, biological, and another ultrasound assessment of rheumatoid arthritis activity. The ultrasound examination included the assessment of synovial tenosynovial hypertrophy in grayscale and in power Doppler. The P was less or equal than 0.05 was accepted for significance. For results, 80 patients stripped into 40 patients in each group were recruited. Epidemiological and rheumatoid arthritis characteristics were compared between the two groups. Subjective activity parameters were higher in rheumatoid arthritis with the fibromyalgia group, with a P less and equal than 0.05, but no significant difference was observed between the two groups in regards to mean, the DAS28V3, the SDAA, and the CDAA, with a P not significant. The DAS28 was significantly greater than the DAS28V3 in rheumatoid arthritis with fibromyalgia group, with a significant P. However, difference between the DAS28 and the DAS28V3 was not significant in the rheumatoid arthritis without fibromyalgia group. Multivariate analysis in rheumatoid arthritis with fibromyalgia group showed that the DAS28V3 was significantly positively associated with the presence of ultrasound synovial hypertrophy, with a significant P that equal the 0.001 and the presence of ultrasound synovitis with a P equal than 0.032. While patient global activity expressed a significant negative association with a P equal than 0.049 and P equal than 0.005 respectively. For conclusion, our study confirms that the DAS28-V3 score would represent a better alternative for the clinical assessment of disease activity in rheumatoid arthritis patients with concomitant fibromyalgia. Thank you for listening.